Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each of you, wherever my voice is heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives. It's another Monday morning here in Michigan, and we are in the studio, and we thank God for each of you that's chiming in via the internet, and those of you that are calling in via your mobile phones or your landlines. We thank God for each of you. Those of you that's listening and would like to call in, our area code is 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818. And we are ready to rumble. Another day, another week here on PSM. What a marvelous Thanksgiving weekend it has been. Praise the Lamb of God with family, friends, and all of those that we love and share. During this season and praise the Lamb of God. And with, I tell you, people of God, love feels good. Fellowship feels good. Oh, my God, the children were excited. The grandchildren were excited. And we just thank God for all of our sons and daughters even in the ministry, who gave us Thanksgiving greetings through our telephone, through inbox, through emails, posting on Facebook. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the love that was shown to us, praise the Lamb of God, across the Thanksgiving weekend. People of God, let me tell you something. We are just on the verge of some type of major breakthrough. I don't know what it is. I feel it in the spirit as the enemy constantly and consistently comes against us since the gathering. It has been an awesome, awesome experience watching the devil just attack everybody. Praise the Lamb of God that has been virtually involved in the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. He's mad as hell, praise the Lord, but there is nothing he can do about it because we are covered in the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Last night, yesterday evening, I had a pounding headache, and I heard Carolyn say a few days ago, Carolyn Walker, the day before yesterday, that her head was pounding, pounding, pounding. I prayed and interceded for her, called her on the phone, talked to her, this, that, and another, praying for Sharla, who was in the hospital. Now, Lily's in the hospital, been there now for about a week or so since the gathering. Boy, Jocelyn was attacked in her body. All types of flu symptoms and things of this nature, and some others, and those are just some of the ones that I've named. But I'm telling you, the devil is alive with a bow tie on doing flips. Praise the Lamb of God. He will not prevail. We will not be defeated. I put my request in the inbox last night in the back office with the intercessors and told them about what was going on with me. Immediately they went to praying. And immediately the Spirit of God just started coming over me. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you, I can sing. I'm brand new today. No pain. Hallelujah. No pressure in my head. And I thank God for intercessors. I thank God for the men and women of God. Hallelujah. Who do so much to cover us in prayer, to intercede for us. Praise God on PSM. Oh, my God, what an awesome God we serve. What an awesome, awesome God we serve, people of God. That a God that heareth prayer and that responds to a human petition, that responds to the cries of his people, is just awesome in my eyes. And I thank God for each of you and for each of your prayers, for each of your concerns. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, if prayer can't do it, Mama say it can't be done. If prayer can't do it, it cannot be done. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Again, that number, if you want to call in, is area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lord. I don't have time to be ill. I don't have time to sit down. Hallelujah. Lay down for days on end. I tell you, there's work to be done. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're getting busy for the kingdom. We're geared up for next year. Already we're looking at hotels and things of this nature in the beautiful, exciting, praise the Lamb of God, city of Chicago, my hometown. Hallelujah. For the gathering next year. Oh, my goodness, people of God, we want to go to Chicago, praise the Lamb of God, and deposit that prophetic unction and move, praise the Lamb of God, in that city. Oh, yes, praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome time it's going to be when we all get together, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and do God's will together. Hallelujah. That's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome time. And people, I'm telling you, the food in Detroit is good, but it cannot compare to the Windy City. Praise the Lamb. It cannot compare to the food in the Windy City. Praise God. Okay, people, I don't know where my co-host is. I haven't heard from him this morning. That is odd in itself. Praise the Lamb. But I'm sure that the blood of Jesus is covering him just as it's covering us, praise God, and he should be chiming in any time now. Now, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, we need to come to a place of understanding, praise God, the attacks of the devil, how the enemy comes against us and why he comes against us. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that when you're doing things for God, hallelujah, when you're doing things for God and you're doing this sincerely in your heart, praise God, Satan will try to deceive you. He is a delusional illusionist specialist, praise God, that allows us to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of interpreting things in the wrong way by thinking that we're under attack, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me good, and nobody has said this to me, but thinking we're under attack because of where we've been, of what we did, praise the Lamb of God, while we were somewhere on assignment for God, doing something for God, he will make it look and appear to you that what you were engaged in was wrong, and so now you're under attack, praise the Lamb of God. And that is not the case, praise the Lamb. What is really the case is you have made an impact in the kingdom, and you are about to get your breakthrough, praise the Lamb of God, and go even higher in God, hallelujah, and Satan is angry about it, praise God, and so he sent messengers to buffet you. He sent messengers, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to disturb your peace for what you have done. But know your blessing is right around the corner. Know your reward is greater than anything you're going through right now. Praise the Lamb of God. So we plead the blood of Jesus over the saints, praise the Lamb of God, today, and over myself, hallelujah, as we go forth, praise the Lamb of God, and knowing that God is covering us. When the enemy rushes in like a flood, the scripture says, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Praise the Lamb. And we believe and know that that standard is being raised. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Guess who just made that grand arrival to us, people of God? Yes, it's him, our co-host, Lawrence London Jr.
I'm sorry for my lateness. Got a little thrown off.
Now you're going to act like he can't talk.
No. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
got a little thrown off this morning. Wow, but I'm here. Thank God. Hey, how you doing, man? Oh, man.
This Uncle Shake, special nephew here. Praise the Lord. How you doing, special nephew?
I'm special. I am special. That's all I can say. Special. I am doing special.
Are you all right, man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about yourself? How you doing today?
Doing good, man. I was in a lot of pain last night, man. But the intercessors, boy, let me tell you something. I embossed those intercessors last night and told them that my head was pounding. Boy, I'm talking about I had a migraine going here, man. Let me tell you something. I'm serious. Matter of fact, I called Maganice last night. Praise God. I was on the phone with Maganice because she had to, I was talking to her about Lili, because, you know, Lili is in the hospital. And trying to find out what her condition was. So I called Maganice, and Maggie and I was on the phone right after I had posted in the inbox for the saints. She said, Prophet, I'm praying for you right now. Wow, you called me, and I'm praying for you right now. Let me tell you something. Immediately, the Spirit of the Lord, she was on the phone with me, and I said, whoa, the Spirit of the Lord is coming all over my legs and all, oh, my God. And it just kept coming as Brett and the others just was praying for me. The anointing of the Lord, the power of the Lord just kept. She said, wow, you sound like you feel better. I said, I do, my God, because of the power and the anointing of the Lord. Praise the Lamb. That was on us last night. Man, I'm telling you, and I woke up this morning, my head is clear as can be, and I'm feeling 100. Praise the Lamb of God. And
amen.
I just praise God for that. I'm filling 100. Praise the Lamb. Wait a minute. We got 248 caller here. 248 caller. Hello? Someone called in from 248-469-6566.
Hey, Prophet, Pastor London, what's going on today?
What telephones do you have, Brett?
Man, I got two phones, man. I got two phones, man. I got to keep my 313 number and my 248 number. It's all a little package, dear Prophet, but it's all good. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm here, man. I'm doing good, man. You guys were praying for me last night.
Yeah.
And I'm serious, man. The virtue and the power of God came over me, man. And I went to bed, praised the Lamb of God, and I woke up this morning, and I just feel brand new. I'm just thank God for the successes, man.
Yeah, I'm glad they even asked me to be a part of it. I'm excited about it. Even all weekend, as Denise inboxed me about being a part of it, and Pastor Frazier, shout out to him today. You know, God, I've been seeing so many people needing prayer, man, all weekend. And as we talked about the attacks earlier in the show, I just know that our family is being attacked in so many different ways. It's crazy right now. But all I hear is you guys teaching over last week was, you know, going deeper in prayer, the discipline of prayer. If we really want these things to manifest in our life, we have to go so much deeper and harder in prayer. And it just has been a divine connection all week, man, how we've been praying for Sister Mahan and her family down in Mississippi, Lee, everybody, Valerie with the head, she was not feeling well yesterday, everybody, even our own family, our home. And today, before I called in on the phone, the Spirit of the Lord came on me really hard as I was praying for you all. And I just was like, well, I can only imagine what's going to happen. And as soon as you get on the line, the first thing you said was talking about attacks and coming against us and recognize our breakthrough is on the way. And I just want to bombard heaven for prayer on finances right now. I just want to bombard every scripture we can think of on finances because it's about to come. I swear to you.
That's funny that you're saying that. That's so. I mean, honestly, and I, you know, no offense, but that seems to be what's been the theme of my day. I mean, I've been waking up and praying and praying myself into comas almost. It seems like, I'm just really asking the Lord about this, about, you know, a lot of, about the provision and the attacks that's going on people's on our provision, and I refuse. I refuse to believe that that is supposed to be like this. I know it's not, and I'm just telling the Lord, it's just nobody. People are not walking this walk of faith, and that's it. You know, I know that our God is a provider. Our God is, His hand is on our lives, and I'm just calling and pleading with Him just to show, make Himself shown. You know, known. I think it was, you know, a couple of people on the page. I think it was last week, posted some interesting posts about even, you know, doubting if they hear God. And a lot of us go through that, man. And it's like, you know, I'm really pleading with the Lord to just show Himself strong to His people, man, including myself. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm so drained right now because of that's just been my plea all morning long. That's been my plea. And I refuse to walk any other way than to walk in the power of God and belief that our God is awesome and He can do all things. He will do all things. He has done all things. And I just want to continue to walk in that realm, man, that realm of victory with Him, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that you're saying that because I feel you, Brett. I feel you, brother, for all of us, man.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, one thing we must always remember and keep in mind is Satan is a defeated foe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's already been defeated. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's what I started off talking about before you came on, Pastor London, is that we must understand that he is a delusionist and an illusionist. Praise the Lamb of God. Deception is the only weapon that Satan really uses against us. Praise the Lamb of God. He deceived man in the garden. And that has been his specialty ever since, praise the Lamb of God. He is a deception artist, and we must not be deceived in this season, people of God. Our antennas, praise the Lamb of God, must be up. Our discernment must be keen, and we must see, praise the Lamb of God, the wiles of the enemy. We must see, praise the Lamb of God, the attacks of the devil and how he's coming against us, praise the Lamb of God. How he's coming against us, praise God, in this season to bring us to a place that he can accuse the brethren by saying, Lord, you can't bless them because of this, because of that, because of their lack of faith or whatever. We must stand strong and we must stand tall as the children of God, as prophetic people, and look beyond what is, praise the Lamb of God, and look at what is in the Spirit. Look beyond our normal sight, praise the Lamb of God, and look in the spirit realm at what God is doing for us, praise God. Because there is an atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and an expectation in that atmosphere of the breakthrough of God. But y'all not going to believe this. Prophetess Joanne Hooper, Prophetess Joanne Hooper is on Facebook, praise the Lamb of God. She is a powerful woman of God, powerfully anointed. She called me yesterday, Lawrence, praise God. I meant to say this at service. She called me yesterday and asked me, she told me, she said, you know, I didn't know at first, but you've always spoken to my life at crucial times. I'm asking you to be my covering and to be my father in the ministry. She said, I know we're right around the same age, basically, but your wisdom and your authority in the spirit realm is so powerful, blah, 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 blah. So she has been holding services here in Detroit, and there has been hindrances and what have you. And I prayed with her against them that they would loose up the things that was ordered and was supposed to be given to her. And she just inboxed me and said, they gave me the building. They gave me the building. Praise the Lamb of God. She just inboxed me and told me this. So what I'm saying to you all is, praise the Lamb of God, prayer is, praise the Lamb of God, the brick, hallelujah, so to speak, that breaks the window, praise the Lamb of God, of everything that we have. Prayer is the bulldozer. Prayer, praise the Lamb of God, is the power, hallelujah, that God has given us, praise the Lamb of God, to effect change in our lives. Hallelujah. And we're going to have to press through in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, listening to God, hallelujah, listening to God, because prayer is not just a one-way street. So we have to get the reciprocation, praise the Lamb of God. And when that the reciprocation comes, we obey God in faith, no matter what he says. Hallelujah. We obey God in faith, and once we obey God, we're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, the faith action take place as things change in our lives and we become even more than a conqueror over and over and over again. That he was, you know, Lawrence, you have your Bible right there with you?
Yes, sir.
I want you to turn to the 91st Psalm. I'm going to show the people of God something today. Right there in the 91st Psalm. I have been reading, praise the Lamb of God, things centered around prayer. When I didn't even read this, this fell in my spirit. The Holy Spirit just brought it back to my remembrance. I'm going to show you something about this psalm, and I know a lot of people is familiar with the 91st Psalm, but you may sometimes we read a part of it, and you always hear quoted, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what we read, but there is some benefits, praise the Lamb of God, that we really don't pay a lot of attention to, and so you don't set claim to in your prayer life. Read that for me, Lawrence.
that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely
watch,
he shall...
Watch, stop. I have a picture in my bathroom. I have a picture, Lawrence, in my private bathroom. I have a that's connected to my bedroom. I have a picture on the wall, and I put it in there on purpose, praise the Lamb of God. In the bathroom, I put it in there on purpose. And when I look in the mirror, I see it, or if I turn around, I see it. It reflects in the mirror, and it has that second verse quoted on it, praise the Lamb of God. He is my refuge. It has that second, and it's, what it is, Lawrence, is a, you would love it, Lawrence, it's a lighthouse that's made of stone that's sitting out in the middle, look like, of the ocean, and these waves are crashing down on it. And there's a man standing on the porch of the lighthouse, just standing there at the rail, not holding the rail or anything. Like, and you look at him, and he's so peaceful. And what it does is it impacts me to say, he is my refuge, my fortress. God is my refuge and my fortress. If he's my refuge and my fortress, then there's nothing that I fear that come against me. Praise the Lamb. Know why? It can't get through God. Hallelujah. If God is your refuge and your fortress, then it can't get through God. The secret place is the place of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the secret closet of prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you abide in that, and you talked about, Brett, the other day, you were talking about continuing in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Stand in prayer. Man ought to always pray and not faint. When we stay in the secret place, praise the Lamb, in the secret place of prayer, then nothing can get to us. Hallelujah. It's a delusion. It's an illusion. It's a deception of Satan to make you think he has gotten you, but he has not gotten you. Praise the Lamb of God. Continue to read.
My reference, verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall
come. All right,
thee.
Now you see, he shall deliver me, right? Praise the Lamb of God. He shall deliver me from the snare, praise the Lamb of God, of the fowl. He shall deliver me from my enemy. Keep reading.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Watch this. Under his wings shalt thou trust. Praise the Lamb. Under the shadow of his wings shall you trust. Now, that's something that you must do, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In every security system, praise the Lamb of God, there's an activation. You must activate your security system. When you come in your house, praise the Lamb of God, the security system has been activated. You put the code in, you deactivate. When you walk out, praise the Lamb of God, it just don't come on when you close the door. An activation has to be put in. Praise the Lamb of God. A code of activation that activates your security system. Trust is your activator of the security system of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, if you run a reference on trusting in God, praise the Lamb of God, one of the greatest ones is he knows them that trust in him. Praise the Lamb of God. That God knows them that trust in him. I hope you all get a grip on that, people of God. We ain't even prayed yet, Lawrence. But he knows them that trust in him. Come on, I'm going to give you this, then we go into prayer. Praise God, because we got to pray. But you all have flipped me into this thing already. Come on, read.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day.
All right, so now we must rebuke fear from ourselves. See, when the spirit of fear come upon you, praise the Lamb of God, that's the deactivation of your security system. You deactivate your spiritual security system with fear and worry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I will not fret. I will not fear. Praise the Lamb of God, because of the arrow, right, by day, or the terror by night. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not going to upset me. This is not going to disturb me. Keep reading.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. If 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Now, everything you just read about the pestilence, the arrows, the terror, and all of the destruction, it says that 10,000, 1,000 shall fall, and 10,000 shall fall at your right hand and all this, but it shall not come close to you. It shall not come nigh you. Why? Because of your trust, praise the Lamb of God, and because of your lack of fear. You have no fear. It is not that you trust in what you have and you trust in yourself, but you have a trust and a dependency in God. Go ahead.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Now, why would he drop that in there unless all of the stuff that has come against you in the previous verses have been sent to you by the wicked? The wicked and the evil one is the one that's sending all of this stuff at you. Hallelujah. But God is your refuge. God is your fortress. God is your deliverer. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this now. All of this still predicates upon your prayer life. But your prayer life must have trust. Your prayer life must have faith. Praise the Lamb. Do you just babbling? Go ahead. Keep reading.
There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee
all right,
in all
now,
thy way.
Now I got special security. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't see them with your natural eye, but there's angels that surround you because you're in this special place with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, lifestyle go with this also. Now, we know that. Praise the Lamb of God. We are living sacrifices. Lifestyle go with this. Praise the Lamb of God. But the old people used to sing that song all day, all night. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. They based it off of this text. Hallelujah. That is, angels are with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Protecting us and watching over us. Keep reading.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. Well, I'm sorry. That's up before that. Thou shalt bear thee up with their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt.
Now that's a messianic promise of the Christos anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a messianic promise even concerning Jesus Christ. That's what Satan quoted to Jesus. He said, go on, cast yourself down. It's written that, the angel's going to bear you up. And that's when Jesus said to him, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. I know the angels are there. I know they are ministering to me. I know they will stop me from hurting myself if I did jump down. But why should I just jump down here to tempt God? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. But I know I'm protected. In other words, don't do foolish things, praise the Lamb of God, because you know God has got you covered. Because God has your back. You're going to go squander all your money down at the casino or something of that nature, because you saying God's going to give me some more, he going to let you suffer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, keep reading.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet.
Now, Lawrence, I'm going to ask you, now what you think that means?
That we have authority over all danger, all demon, all principalities.
All danger, all what?
Evil, all principalities, all power.
Did you say demons?
Yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb. And where are they supposed to be?
Under our feet.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Then you put the devil right there where he belongs.
Yes.
Put him right there. Last night when all that stuff was going on, Jocelyn texted me and said, now take authority over that mess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In other words, put it under your feet. Tell the devil to go to hell. Y'all hear me all the time. Y'all laugh about it. I be talking about the devil wearing a bow tie, doing somersaults, praise the Lamb of God, flipping his way back to the hot spot. He better get the hell away from me. Praise the Lamb of God. I bind the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, from my doors. Glory to the Lamb of God. I bind him. Hallelujah. And you must use your power that God has given you. It says, you shall tread upon the lion. You shall tread upon the dragon. They'll be under your feet, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't wait on God to do it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You step up and tell the enemy, you know where you're supposed to be. Get back in your position and let my foot rest right there on your neck, you scoundrel. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, read on.
Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore,
Wait. This is an important verse. What did it say?
Because he has set his love upon me.
All right, read.
Therefore will I deliver him.
Set him on. Is this the Lord talking now?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I want you to see the flip. I want you to see the flip in the writing. Watch this. I want you to see the flip in the writing here, from first person to second person. Watch this. Watch this. David is writing, right? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Blah, 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 blah. Now watch this. Now God talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now God talking. God says, because he has set his love upon me. Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. Because your love is set upon me. God talking now. David was talking in the beginning, but God talking now. Read.
Yeah. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he hath known my name.
Woo!
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will
say,
be with him.
Say, what do you do? Say, what do you do? He'll do what when he call on me, what?
And I will answer him.
He said, if he call on me, I'm going to answer him. I feel the anointing on me now. Y'all in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. I will be with him in trouble.
I am with you in your trouble. You ain't got no trouble that I'm abstract from. Whatever your problem is, I'm in the problem with you. I'm right there in the trouble with you. Hallelujah. Because you have set your love on me. That's what consistent praying do. That's what consistent praise do. That's what consistent worship does. It causes your affection to be set on God. And when your love is set on him, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you love him so much that the tears run down your eyes because you love him, when you think about how much he loves you and how much you love him, praise the Lamb of God, you become an affection to God. God says, because you have set your love upon me, praise the Lamb of God, your trust, hallelujah, your dependency, because your love is set upon me, this is what I'm going to do for you. Read, Lawrence.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
I will deliver him, and not only will I deliver you, I'm going to honor you as I deliver you. See, that's a different thing. You can get deliverance with no honor.
Yeah.
But when I deliver you, I'm going to remove your reproach. Hallelujah. And I'm going to restore your integrity. I'm going to vindicate you. Praise the Lamb of God. Read, man.
With long life will I satisfy him.
This is very important. This is the reason why I want you to read this. With long life will I satisfy him. And what did the next part say?
And show him my salvation.
And I will show him my salvation. Now, what does the word salvation mean? Transliterate the word salvation. Do you know what it means? Deliverance.
Is deliverance, freedom, everything.
All it means is deliverance. I'm going to show him my deliverance. In other words, I'm going to allow you to get in situations just to show you my deliverance.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God.
I listen to God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise God. I should raise an offering right here. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
that's right there. Oh, my God.
That's shouting medication right there. Praise the Lamb of God. That's some shouting medication right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we have to play a part in the prayer process. Praise the Lamb of God. We have to play a part when it comes down to when the enemy come against us. We have to play a part when it comes down to, praise the Lamb of God, the angels being released to us and around us. Our affection, praise the Lamb of God. Our heart, hallelujah. Our love must be set upon God. Praise the Lamb of God. And when our love and our affection is set upon him, he is set upon us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence James London, get ready to pray, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, people of God. We're ready to pray. We're ready to tell the devil to get to the hot spot. Praise the Lamb of God. Chime in, people. Those of you that are listening via the internet and you want to call in today, area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. The show has taken off hot already. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know where we're going, but this one thing I know. Praise the Lamb of God. We're in a good place right now. Hallelujah. Brother Brett is on the air. Pastor London is on the air. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going forth with God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you in prison institution, convalescent homes, wherever our voices are, Charlotte, we're looking to you today. Lili, we're looking your way. UK, we're looking your way. Ghana, we're looking your way today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our country. We're praying for our nation. Praise the Lamb. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for you and you. We got a caller here. Praise the Lamb. Maybe a prayer request. Area code 313. Caller.
Sharla.
Hi, Sharla.
I don't have a prayer request.
You don't have a prayer request?
No, I do not.
Hallelujah.
I just
want to
glorify God.
She says she called to glorify God. Mm. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Unlike salvation has drawn nigh. Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I got it.
Yes.
She said she got it, y'all.
And it is well.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yes. I can hold
my
words
God.
To have
God.
A prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Folks is calling in. Go another caller. 815. Praise the Lamb. 815 Eric Coates.
Glory.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Sandra, Pastor London.
How
are you?
Good morning.
I have a prayer request. It didn't hit home until I just heard you say it at the end of the reading that Pastor London did. My prayer all week was that God would use me to show himself strong in my life. And when we begin to pray for things, we don't understand that there's a process between the prayer and the promise.
Mm.
And in the process, there's pain, there's hurt. You don't process something without a buffering or a sanding. You know, there's going to be some pain and some things that you're going to have to go through in order for God to bring that process to pass. And when that process begins to happen, we don't understand that that's exactly what we ask God for. And
my
I
God.
Was sitting here and I was like, oh, my God, what is happening? You know, I'm in this place, and I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill or how I'm going to do that or how I'm going to keep my car from being repossessed. I don't understand, Lord. You said you loved me and you promised me these things, and it wasn't until Pastor London read that scripture that it hit me when you said salvation is deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So my prayer request is that God would keep me in a place where I stand strong, firm, and steadfast on his word, and I will not move.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And you want me to tell you something, sweetheart? We say, I'm saved. The Lord saved me. What the Lord did was delivered you. That's what that salvation means. Salvation means that Jesus delivered me from the depths of hell, from eternal praise the Lamb. He delivered me. That's what it's about. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been delivered. I've been redeemed. I've been ransomed. I've been blood washed. I've been bought. I've been brought out of, and I've been brought into the newness of life in Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. We have a deliverer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what deliverers is. 313 error code 313-285-41. This must be birthday or somebody like here at 22. I know that 22.
Papa, this is Bertha.
I knew it. Bertha on the block, y'all. The block.
Glory to God. I don't have a prayer request. The Lord just led me to call into undergird Pastor London's prayer this morning.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we finna pray. We finna pray. Is you ready, Pastor London?
No, I'm ready, sir.
I'm ready.
Pastor London, you ain't ready to pray. Tell me you're not ready, but we ready to pray. Come on, Pastor. Lead us to the throne today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
708, we'll call it in. Wait a minute, we might have another prayer request. 708.
God. Good afternoon. This is Maginese. I'm just calling. I just pressed one to undergird the prayers going forth.
Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's try this call.
Hallelujah.
Devil, you in trouble.
Awesome is our God.
Oh, my God.
Marvelous is our Father. Father, who gives us victory over all things.
Yes, God.
What a page, what a time, what a moment in technology.
Yes, Lord.
That we could be in so many different places, Father.
Yes.
And the danger to the enemy's work are instantly destroyed as we touch and agree together.
Yes.
Oh, God, thank you for letting us come together as an altar of incense, of praise and prayer to you, God. Right before your very presence, Lord, we bless the holy name, God. We give our all to you, God. We thank you for just being awesome in love. Oh, God, we love you. We know you love us. You pour your love out on us from day to day, from second to second, from minute to minute. And Lord, we're taking this time to lift ourselves to you, to pour love up to you, Father. We pour it out to you. Your people, your children, our hearts belong to you. Our lives belong to you. After such a victorious word, God. We see you writing it all over this earth.
Under Brad, pray for us. Pray for us, Brad.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Have your way, God, and your people, Father God. We adore you today, Father God. We worship you, God. We thank you for your spirit right now,
God. Let's have a prayer meeting
right now, God. Have your way with your people right now. Touch their hearts, Father God, to evangelize, Father God, and lift up prayer to you, Father God, to worship you, God, to pray harder, Father God, to pray for the release of everything in our lives, Father God. Release right now, Father God, our finances, Father God. Restore right now, God, your people right now, Father God. Elevated to the million ourselves, Father God. We declare and decree and so, Father God, that you can meet there right now in the name of Jesus. We claim checks. We claim resources, Father God, like never before right now. Touch the prophet right now, God. Release the fresh anointing on his body right now. On his mind, Father God. Touch his body right now, Father God. Touch his finances, God. Release, Father God, the anointing and the finances and the resources that you may have for him, Father God. Touch Pastor London, Father God. Touch Pastor London right now, God. Touch his body, Father God. Touch his mind, Father God. Restore him, Father God. Lift him up. Build him up right now, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, for the intercessors right now, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God, and protect them right now, God. Lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Every administrator, Father God. Every administrator, Father God. Every person connected to PSN, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask right now, Father God, that you touch those that are in our hospitals right now. Lily, Father God, we ask whatever sickness that's rising up against us, that we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now. We bind it. We go back to the depth of hell, Satan. We step on any spirit of disease, any sickness, anything, Father God, trying to rise up against your healing and your virtuous power, Father God. We thank you for the healing power, Father God. We declare healing right now in the name of Jesus. We declare increase right now, God. You said in your word, Father God, you will give us long life and salvation, Father God. So release the spirit of salvation like never before in your people. Those who are offending, Father God, those who need to be transformed, Father God, touch their hearts right now, Father God. Touch those in their penitentiaries, Father God. Help them right now, Father God. Give them strength, strengthen their minds, Father God. Touch those who are in mental institutions, Father God. Give them, release the spirit of depression, Father. We bind all those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this corporate prayer, Father God. Lift up your prayers right now, Father God. We bombard heaven with the Spirit, Father. You said in your word, you will pour out blessings. We will not have room enough to receive it, Father God. We throw that brick right now of faith through that window, God, and pour it out right now in the name of Jesus. We release it on your people, dear Lord. We cry out to you, Father. We cry out to you, Father. We cry out, God, release it right now, Father. Forgive your people who have not tithed. Forgive them for not tithing, Father God. Forgive them for not tithing, Father God. Forgive them for not sowing, Father. Release our ordinances, God. Have your way, God. Release it right now, Father God, so we can sow into the ministry, Father God. So we can build it up, Father God.
Together of the saints, oh God, and as we dwell in your secret place and you anoint us for the work, oh God, you said when the Holy Ghost comes upon us, we shall receive power, oh God, and with that power and with that anointing, we go forth in the spirit, oh God, and we attack every curse that against the saints of God. We attack it at the root. We cancel it now. We bind it now and cast it back to the prince of hell. We bind the spirit of affliction that is attempting to attach itself to your people. We curse it at the root. We curse every disease, every sickness, every infirmity. We curse it at the root and we cancel it back to the prince of hell from which it came. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind the strong man off of our finances. We bind every hindrance. We bind it and cast it down now. And we lose favor. We lose prosperity. We lose healing and long life among the saints of God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the Midianite spirit that has come up against our harvest. We cancel it now. We cancel it and curse it at the root. We declare that our harvest will come forth from all the seeds that we Father. We curse every evil source of wickedness that has come up against the body of Christ. We cancel it, dismantle it, uproot it now, and cancel it back to the prince of hell. And we thank you, Father, for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for eyes to see. We thank you for ears to hear, God. We thank you, Father. We bind the prince of the air that attempts to distract us, that attempts to hold back our blessings. We cast you down now to the prince of hell, and I decree and declare that the host of angels that the Lord has encamped all around about us, they will fight our battle for us, and we claim victory now in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. There is none like you, oh God. And we shall victory. It's always, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. There is none like you, God. There is none beside you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Father, sons and daughters of the living. Father, the manifest glory of Jesus Christ in the earth realm. We will not go back. We will not turn back. Satan back to the pit. Satan back to the pit. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. Demon, we go. We say, cancel every assignment. We dissolve every plot. Hallelujah. Every technology been formed against us. Every
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Osmosis. We every high-minded thing. Of the knowledge of God. We curse it to the root now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every level. The ushery of Satan. Bind right now.
Right now. We bind right now.
Push against the enemy. Fusing them in our praise.
Our
worship. Fusing them in our shouts. In the name of Jesus. Our God is awesome. Our God is.
Yes,
our God is God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for hearing us again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ, the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing on this show. Thank you, Father. Charlotte, the show. and say it's over. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. She has the devil under her feet. Just yes. as we were reading the scriptures on it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, the saints, y'all did this last night. Yes. Y'all took me up with them prayers last yes. night. Oh, my God. We got some power, yes. people of God. Hallelujah. Thanks for worship. Oh, God in heaven. Praise the Lamb. We got another caller here. 661 area code. I'm making your mic hot now. 661 area code. You're calling?
Hello, Prophet Shakespeare. This is Jermaine calling.
My man.
Hey.
Hey. How are you all? Hey, I feel God is shining right now. He is happy. Oh, he's happy. The spirit
Amen.
Is just moving right now. I can just feel it. Just oh boy, that's all I have to say. Thank you to the power of God right now. What's going on? Jesus is moving. He's moving, and I'm so happy to hear you all's voice. To just to know that God is still moving right now.
My God is like fire shut up in our bones up in here, I'm telling you. The power of God,
yeah.
hallelujah,
Lord.
The presence of God is just so strong right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I know we were heard in the heavens
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
The Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And you want me to tell you something? I heard something in the prayer. Praise the Lamb of God that ignited something in my spirit as we tag team praying there, Jermaine. And that was when Brett was praying, he started repenting for the saints, for not tithing, not sowing seeds, not doing what we were supposed to be doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, according to the Word of God. That's imperative, people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith is obedience to God's word. That's what faith is. Praise the Lamb of God. It's responding obedience to God's word. Hallelujah. Man, you know, I'm almost afraid to tell you all what's been going on with me. But I tell you this, once I start doing it, the Lord has just been blessing some kind of way. He has been making a way out of no way for me. And I just keep doing it. I just keep doing it. I just keep doing it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Every Sunday I go to the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Our offering has been down and this, that, and another. I just pay the church's rent every Sunday. Sunday by Sunday, I just pay it. I broke it down across the month, and I pay it myself. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't care what I didn't get, what didn't come in. If the amount is in my account, I pay it. And since I've been doing that, people of God, my rent has not been behind. My light and gas bill is in surplus. Hallelujah. There's notices that I have credit. Praise the Lamb of God. With the light, the phone, my cell phone, I have credit. Praise the Lamb of God. My light, I have credit. Hallelujah. My gas, I have credit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And even with everything that went on, praise the Lamb of God at the gathering. Hallelujah. I tell you, I was 600 short of paying the last bill that needed to be paid. Praise the Lamb of God. And it was put in my hand yesterday. Hallelujah. And I gave it to Angel and said, I don't care nothing about what's going on. Just take this money and finish paying the debt, and I paid the church's rent all at the same time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
People
Amen.
Of God, tell you something. Obedience to God, praise the Lamb of God. When your money becomes God's money, hallelujah. When your money becomes God's money, praise the Lamb of God. And Brett, you turned something in my spirit. You turned something in my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That really ignited a fire in me, you know. And I just, man, I'm almost in tears right now because there's so many people that's trapped because they have not, you know, tithed. And then when they start tithing, they ain't repentant for not tithing. But you have to go to for the times you hate. It just don't get right because you just say, I'm going to start doing right. No, how about the past? Hallelujah. You have offended God. You got to go into a prayer of repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To bring you back to the place. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe the prophet because the Lord has been dealing with me, and I have, you already know how I just start regularly tied on a regular basis, and I got short meals too, but I'm believing only God can give me the supernatural blessing that I really need to get out of my situation, and just holding back $100 or $150, I know the rest of it is not going to be blessed. I know it's
Hallelujah.
Not going to be blessed. So I know for us to go forward, it ain't even about me. As I learn how to grow an intercession, it might not even be about my own finances. I know I need to be helping other people tithe as well and lift up as far as repentance. So God was dealing with me right before we got on a prayer call. I was already crying out for God for our finances, and the Lord told me to call in. He said, call in and do it. And I didn't have to say nothing to you, Prophet. The Holy Spirit led it down that road.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Man, that was so powerful. I know they always money, they always talk about giving. God, let me tell you something. The Bible talks so much about money and giving. Praise the Lamb of God. If you would really pay attention to your Bible, the Bible talks so much about blessings and prosperity. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you know, we just read the text. Lawrence read the text in Psalms 91. It says, "And under your wings I will trust." You can't tell God to trust him to protect you when you don't trust him with your money.
Hallelujah.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Just died and went up under the pew. Hallelujah. You cannot. I have faith in God and at the same time walking in disobedience of his word. We have to come to a point to stand for us to be accepted and for us, praise the Lamb of God, to receive from God what God has. We have to come into the place of Jesus Christ. He has saved us. His blood is on us. Now we're supposed to be being transformed to his image. Praise the Lamb of God, to his image we're supposed to be becoming. And that's what we have to do, people. And his image was obedience to God. Let no man lie to you. All this looseness of craziness that do what you want to do, this is that. Tithing is religion. This is religion. It's in the Bible. How you going to call God's word religion? That ain't religion. Religion, praise the Lamb of God, is a system keeping people in a bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a religious cloak, praise God, that looks like God, that act like God, but is not God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Preaching Jesus Christ, praising the Lord, worshiping God as a community of saints is not religion. And let no man deceive you, people of God, on that. That is not religion. Praise the Lamb of God. Religiosity, praise the Lamb of God, is worshiping, doing things according to a system, and you calling it God, and it's not God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Doing things, praise the Lamb of God, worshiping of days. That's religion. That if I don't worship on this day, praise the Lamb of God, then I'm not going to be blessed. That's religion. You're worshiping a day. God is around every day. God is supposed to be worshiped every day, not
Amen.
Some days of the week, every day.
Wednesday or Sunday.
In spirit and in truth, every day. Praise
every
the Lamb of God. I don't jump holy on the weekend. Hallelujah. Holiness
Glory.
Is a lifestyle. Glory
yes,
to the Lamb.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't like me.
Hey,
prophet,
I want to say something else. As well as us tithing, we always got to be mindful of what we're doing with the rest of the money. Just because we tithing, then we have to really analyze what are we eating, what are we entering into our body, what are we buying as far as fast food, shopping, all those things. Because if we're not being diligent with the rest of the resources that we've been given, are we living as not good stewards? I mean, I would think, because I think a lot of times we struggle with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, man. We you know, when we exemplify faith and trust in God and what have you, praise the Lamb of God. God gets excited, praise the Lamb of God, because he see then that he can trust us with whatever he wants to give us. People of God, I'm trying to move into a higher, let me put it this way, and so everybody understand, I'm trying to move into a spiritual higher tax bracket with God. Praise
yeah.
God.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to change my spiritual tax bracket. Praise the Lamb of God with God. Praise the Lord. You know, people get upset and frustrated, praise the Lamb of God, with their pastors, hallelujah, and the leaders of the church, you know, when it comes down to giving and this, that, and another. And people of God, all you're doing is being duped by the Lord. You're being duped by the devil and deceived again to hinder
mm-hmm.
your blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't give your tithes and have your mouth on the man of God at the same time.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We are so, I mean, we get so bent out of character and out of the way we really should be in our heart. And God is looking at your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God, he looks at our heart when we give. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must give in a cheerful spirit, knowing that we're giving to God. Praise the Lamb of God. When I give to God. I ain't giving to my church. I give it to God. Hallelujah. I pray over it. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless it. Hallelujah. I speak blessings over it. And I ask God to let it be an acceptable offering in his sight as I give it. I'm not giving to myself. Praise the, and I'm not giving for the purpose of receiving. I'm giving because I love God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm giving because God is good. Hallelujah. I'm giving because God is my way maker. I'm giving because I'm dependent upon God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm dependent upon him. My whole life is dependent upon him. And it ain't just started this week either. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been dependent upon him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So our prayer lives and our active life has to come into, praise the Lamb of God, harmony one with another. We can't pray one thing and do another thing. Stewardship is very important. Praise God. Just because your bills, my cable bill is paid, so now I'm going to start just renting movie after movie after movie. No. Praise the Lamb of God. Every movie that you rent is going to come on that television free if you got cable. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That my light bills do, there's not a light on in my place right now. My light bill is paid, and I got a credit. It's not a light on in my place right now. Praise God. I keep the lights out as much as possible. Hello, light bulbs. I'm not just letting lights burn to burn. You ain't even in the room, in the bathroom with the light on all day. That's wasting. Hello? That's not good stewardship. Praise the Lamb of God. When I walk out the door, I think I'm not going to be back till about 10 o'clock tonight. My thermostat going back. I ain't just warming up the house.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't just burning gas, throwing it up in the air. Praise mm-hmm. God. If I don't have nowhere to go, I'm not just... Well, I guess I'll just get in the car and go over here. You wasting gas.
Mm-hmm.
you're wasting gas, you're wasting money. Sit your butt down and do something constructive right there where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to prosper you. Praise the Lamb of God, because you're allowing Zoe life, the creative life of God, to work in and through you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I said it, I say it again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just run around. We just going everywhere and ain't going nowhere. Y'all mighty quiet on that one. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the truth. Hallelujah. But when you sit down and you come into a place of quiet, praise the Lamb of God, you can hear God speak to you if you get in tune. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you can watch the blessing of God, praise the Lamb of God, come on you. Praise the Lamb of God. We must, as Brett has said, we must become better stewards, people of God. We must become better stewards. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't live in restaurants. I know how to go in my kitchen and cook. Hallelujah. Some people eat in restaurants every day of the week.
Wow.
That is foolishness. If you add up all the money you spend in restaurants across a month, you will see all your bills paid. Cheap. Go to the store, buy food, praise the Lamb of God, and put that food, hallelujah, put that food in the place where it needs to be, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to, hallelujah, your cooking and what have you. You cook in a way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. You know, sometimes I cook and then I take stuff and just put it in Tupperware. So with the oven on, I'm going to cook chicken for the day. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to bake me some fish for tomorrow. I ain't cutting my oven on every day of the week, or just day after day just cooking and cooking and cooking and cooking. When it's on, the same time it cooked the chicken, it can cook the fish. It can cook the chicken and the meatloaf at the same time. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb. We got to start using our heads. Praise the Lamb of God. Then some of us run up into the highest stores spending money. Hallelujah. When I go get my Kleenex and all of that kind of stuff, I'm going out to Target now. Now it's this is Target day. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going somewhere where the discounts on the Kleenex and stuff, I can get me 10 boxes of Kleenex for $10. Hallelujah. Now, that's my kind of bargain right there. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going to these places and just spend money. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must come. Some of you get offended. Y'all, you two got too much pride to go to the dollar store. It's one almost walking this aisle. I know the man at the counter on first name basis. Hallelujah. I don't have no shame going in the dollar store. I'll go in there and get everything I can out of there as long as it works for me. Praise the Lord. You better wake up and smell the coffee. Mm-hmm. The Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm not going to be your mama and your daddy today, but my mother taught me this stuff. My mother taught me this stuff, and she taught me how to buy economy size. Praise the Lord. I don't buy a little bottle of Listerine. I go get the biggest one they got. Praise the Lamb. Now, why? Because that's where I'm going to save the money at, right there on that big bottle. Hallelujah. I'm not going to get a little tube of toothpaste. I want the big, giant box with the extra in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And almost all of them, if you look at the ingredients in these different things, just read for a minute, you will see that the one that Walgreens makes, praise the Lamb of God, and the one that the major company makes has the same identical ingredients. Mm-hmm. Paying for a name brand. Just like you pay for a Gucci purse and a Gucci purse. Both of them hold what you're going to put in it. Well, you can pay $5,000, $100 for that purse, and I pay $50 for mine. All it did is hold in some stuff. You just want to look like you got, praise the Lamb of God, $500 to go in it every day, and you don't. So what
Amen.
You need a $500 purse for? If you buy a $500 purse, you should have at least $5,000 to put in it.
Yes.
Y'all don't like me? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. That's like buying a $500 hat to go on a 2-cent head. Praise the Lamb of God. There ain't no brains in it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You paying all the money, that money for gym shoes. You not Michael Jordan. You ain't going to go make no money on no basketball court. So what you need all of the Air Jordans lined all up against the wall for?
Exactly.
It's foolishness. You have been duped. All you can wear is one pair of gym shoes at a time. You need every color to go with your shirt. You've been duped. White go with all of them.
And black.
One white pair of gym shoes go with every color you can put on. You don't need orange in your gym shoes to go with your orange shirt. Blue in this pair because I got on a blue shirt. You trying to be stylish and you styling broke.
Styling broke.
That's what you're doing. Praise the Lord. Y'all push me here. You want to talk about stewardship? We can talk about it all day. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I got a hibachi. I have an hibachi television. Praise God. Lawrence, I don't know how big this thing is. It has to be about 50. It's got to be 50 or 60 inches,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that, right in my living room. And it's one of these. It's one of the box kind, Brett, praise the Lamb of God. The cabinet is pine wood, you know, praise God. And everybody tell you need to get rid of that TV and get you a flat screen. It comes on every time I turn it on. And all the cable channels is in HD now, so it's just as clear as anybody else's HD television. So I'm going to go and spend $2,500 on a new flat screen television just because Mr. Jones went and bought one next door, and then 3 months later he get evicted because he can't pay his rent. Well, you spent 3 months rent on that television. I ain't doing it.
Amen.
I'm not buying a new television for this room till that one break. But now I'm going to stop. Well, I need a new television, Lord, and the Lord will provide.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
We go buy stuff just to buy it. Hello, light bulbs. I stopped doing that. Hallelujah. You must wake up and smell the coffee, people of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All of this advertisement, all this stuff you see on television, all these commercials, all these sales papers, they paid for them to come to your house so you will spend your money to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't paying for these sales papers by running up the store. Black Friday is just that, Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the people with a black mind. Praise the Lamb of God. Running to the store trying to get all of these deals on all of this stuff at Christmas time. Wake up and smell the coffee. I'm not going out my door.
Uh-huh.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not going out of my door. They will not dupe me running around just buying to buy to buy. Hallelujah. He will supply your every need. Is that the word?
Amen.
Not your every greed.
Yeah. Amen.
Didn't nobody say amen to that one.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right. Let me get back on course here because somebody said, oh, he went to Melon. Now, no, I'm going to tell him the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. The truth makes us free, people of God. This is what causes us to be free. This is what causes us to be delivered in this time. We want to pray for things. We want God to move, praise the Lamb of God, but we don't want to do what the Lord has required of us, praise the Lamb of God. We must come into a place of having a better mindset about the blessings God put in our hands, praise the Lord. Amen. We must break away from, praise the Lamb of God, the addiction to the world. We have a worldly addiction and don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A worldly addiction that we want everything the world has to offer. And people of God, that's not God. That's not being blessed. Hallelujah. When you're blessed in a way so that you can be a blessing. Hallelujah. Abraham, I will bless you. Hallelujah. That you may be a blessing. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I will bless you. Hallelujah. That you may be a blessing. That's when you really bless, when you can be a blessing to others.
Amen.
Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
People of God must move to a place. And then, you know, we have such a high self-maintenance conscious, praise the Lamb, until it's pathetic. We're always interested in ourselves when we must come to the place of being interested, praise the Lamb of God, others also. That's what intercessory is about when it comes down to our prayer life, praise the Lamb. The Bible says, want to be healed, pray for somebody else's healing.
Uh-huh.
I apply that all around, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
If I need some finances, I pray for somebody else's finances.
Mm-hmm.
You must take all the attention off of you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You must take the attention off of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. It says it. You want to be healed, pray for somebody else's healing. It's right there in the Bible. I didn't make it up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we must come to a people of God of stop being so selfish and self-centered. It's not all about you. Hallelujah. It's not all about you. Praise God. Listen, I made a statement. Praise God. I guess this is a good time to do it, too. I made a statement on our prayer call. We was on our prayer call, praise the Lamb of God. And we want to be a blessing to those who are homeless, praise the Lamb of God, and hurting in this season. There's always somebody worse than we are, praise the Lamb. Those who can, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We're going to get a close-out date on it. She just became my friend on Facebook, and I'm going to connect with the young lady. I can't even remember her name right now. She was on the call. Praise the Lord. Where is Jocelyn? Jocelyn, push 1, please. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need your help here. Jocelyn, are you there? Praise the Lord. She there, but she not listening. Praise God.
We got it. I see another caller on there. You see that? Is that on Beely on there?
Praise God. Is that Beely?
That looked like it. This second. 614. Is this you, Beely? Yeah. Area code 614. Your mic is hot.
Hello?
No. Area code 614?
That's Columbus. Hello? Columbus.
Yeah, that's Lily. Lily, are you there? That's Lily's number.
From the phone right now. But, yeah, that looks like her number, the 614. That's the only 614 I remember. All right. And Jocelyn is on. We see Jocelyn on there.
All right, here goes Jocelyn, right? Hey, Jocelyn.
Hi, Pastor. Hi, Pastor London.
Been looking for you for the last 30 minutes, but we just found you, huh?
Right. I've been listening, so, yeah, and I pressed 1, but I don't know what happened.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Jocelyn, help me orchestrate this now. On the feeding program that we said we was going to help and give everybody an opportunity to be a part of. What it is, I know it's $22, praise the Lamb of God, will create a basket for a needy family. Am I right, Jocelyn?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. And go ahead, Jocelyn, you handle that part. I don't want to mess it up.
I believe her name is Pastor Ernestine. I'm not sure if she's a pastor.
Denise is on the line as well, so she might. Okay. Did she have anything to do with it?
No, but she may remember the specifics because it was on the prayer call. But we were going to partner with her.
Your mic is hot, Denise, if you remember anything.
Okay, her name is Apostle Ernestine. I don't know her last name, but she's good friends with, or prayer partners with, Elder Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apostle Ernestine. That's a... All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, anyhow, she is a part of our prayer call. She comes on with us, and praise the Lamb of God. And she has a feeding program that's already in motion. Praise God. They already have all the things set up for it. And it was placed on my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's when I move. I move with compassion when things I'm touched by to do something, praise the Lamb of God, together again, even as we did with Edom, praise God, which we still haven't gotten the Bibles, people. We want to make sure we finish that too. But in this season, praise God, there are so many people who go without food during this season that are in need. And I thought it would be good for us, praise the Lamb of God, to be benevolent. And each of us that can, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. We have a good window of opportunity from now, praise the Lamb. Matter of fact, it's almost a month from now, like to the 20th, praise the Lamb of December, that we can sow this $22 into the life, praise the Lamb of God, of one else, so that they have a nice basket. I know some of y'all say, I can do a basket cheaper than $22. Well, praise the Lamb of God, that's how you do yours, praise the Lamb of God. But these baskets, we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that they are nice and that they are sufficient. Praise the Lamb. I don't like to give people anything that I don't want. That's just my philosophy, praise the Lamb of God, in giving. I don't want to give anybody any. If I was going to feed you, praise the Lamb of God, I'm not going to give you something I'm ready to throw away. Hello, Light Bub. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to eat at the level that I
don't touch
you. So that's what we want to do, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to this program. We can do the PSM PayPal, praise the Lamb of God, the PSM PayPal button, praise God, PSMINTL.org. All you got to do is donate the $22, praise the Lamb of God. It will be transferred into the hands of, praise the Lamb of God, the Ernestine, Apostle Ernestine. And we'll be able to feed people, praise the Lamb of God, for the Christmas season. So those of you who want to participate in that, praise the Lamb of God, please do. You are free to do. It's not mandatory. I'm not forcing it on anyone, praise the Lamb of God. But this I do know, hallelujah, that she is blessed, hallelujah, that I'm blessed just for thinking, praise the Lamb of God, on a way to help the needy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just for your heart turning that way. Hallelujah. The Lord blesses you for it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, it's written in the Word. Hallelujah. Blessed is he that considers the poor.
Amen.
Day that he cry, the Lord will hear him. That's the Word of God. Blessed is he who considers the poor. In the day that he cry, the Lord will hear him. Blessed are they that give to the poor. You lend to the Lord. And the Lord says in his word, I will repay. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have this blessed opportunity to do that with $22, people of God. Let's, those that want to be on, get on board, you do it, psmintl.org, and make your donation. Some of us, will probably such as myself, will do more, praise the Lamb of God, than $22, hallelujah, so that some families can be fed during this season, praise God. You know, Christmas is about the gift of God that he gave to the world, praise the Lamb of God, and we in turn have taken it, and we give gifts to one another, praise the Lamb of God, supposedly in an expression, praise the Lord, hallelujah, an expression of love, appreciation, gratitude, and this, that, and another, to show forth the spirit of Christ. But in actuality, when you read the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Praise the Lamb of God. The poor, the first level of invoking of the blessing. Praise the Lamb. Now, some of y'all, y'all mics are open, and y'all making a lot of noise in the background, Maganese. Praise the Lord.
Prophet, that's not me. I got my phone on mute.
I thought that was you and your children, Magani. Praise
no, sir. Not me this time.
She said not her. people of God, we have to come to that place, praise the Lamb of God, that we understand the level. It says to the poor, praise God, the ministry to the poor. So we of God must come, and if we're going to be like Christ, we must consider the poor, praise the Lamb. That's all I'm saying. We must consider the poor, praise God. So that's up to you, psmintl.org. $22 will feed a family, praise God. Of course, $44 will feed two, and so on and so forth. So it's up to you what you want to do with that, praise God. Lily, are you listening to us?
Lily? Erico 614, Lily, can you hear? Can you? Yeah, we can hear you, kinda.
Oh, hold on. Yes, yes, I can hear you guys.
Yes.
I just wanted to call in and thank everybody for their prayers. I'm currently admitted into the hospital with a condition that I can't begin to pronounce the name. It has to do with my muscles breaking down and sending me into kidney failure.
Wow.
But I just want to say, I think it was 2 days ago, I was trying to figure out how to, I've been in excruciating muscle pain all over my body. So I was trying to figure out how to make the pain go away or make myself feel better. And the Lord spoke to me about the healing oil that I got from the gathering. And I got the healing oil. I ran the water as hot as I can get it, put the oil in. And as soon as I sat in the water, my body felt so relaxed. The reason why I say that is because when I got to the ER yesterday, they were trying to figure out why I didn't go in kidney failure yet. And all I can say is that's my God at work.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Really?
Really? Yes.
Hi, this is Prophetess Jocelyn. I just have one question. Were you feeling okay when you were at the house?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
This came on sudden. I started feeling like I had the flu or something November 13th, and I didn't think anything of it, so I just let it go. And then a couple of days later is when the excruciating pain set in. And I went to the emergency room. They didn't do anything but, you know, diagnose me with nausea and vomiting, sent me home. So I suffered with the pain a little bit longer, But the Holy Spirit just laid on my heart to go to the ER, and I kept arguing. I'm like, they're not going to do anything. I don't want to go. I don't like hospitals. But the Lord just wouldn't let it go. It was just something that was just laid on my heart, go to the ER, go to the ER. And I'm glad I did, because they said I got here just in time. Because the levels of my muscle enzymes that have been released into my body, they said they've never seen such a thing. It's extremely high. But I thank God. I praise God. I was just praising God all last night, like, Lord, you got me here in the nick of time. I know I'm already healed. You know, they're talking about liver, kidney failure, but I already know that I'm already healed. They can't understand why it didn't happen yet. And I already know, Jesus. Jesus yes. is my, he is my healer.
Hallelujah. Well, Lily, listen, we thank God for your testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, had, before you had already spoken, Jocelyn had already said to tell you to place the oil in the water and drink it. Praise the Lamb of God. If you have, do you have any oil left?
I don't know. I probably used it all when I was in the bathtub.
She said she used it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you find the bottle and see, praise the Lamb, and you drop a couple of drops in a glass of, you know, water, and
okay.
praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to send in the healing word to you, Pastor London, and I'm very concerned about you. We called you a few days ago and left a message on your answering service. For some reason, you know, I just missed you on the page, and I went to your page. Maganese had already been on your page. I saw, praise and about the hospital, but I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, and that this prophet talking that this is going to work out for your ministry good. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
For your ministry good. All that I know can't tell you, praise the Lamb of God, but this is going to work out to your ministry good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me, rest peace. Amen. So he just gave me peace about your situation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You Amen.
Let me see. Where my prayer man at, Lauren?
Yes, sir.
I think we ought to seal this with some prayer here, man. What you think?
Yes, we better. We need to. We need to. We
All
need
right.
to.
God, let's pray for Lily right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Lawrence, lead us. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If somebody else is on, I wonder if that's Bertha trying to tap in, too.
Hallelujah.
Okay. You kind of statically. We're going to pray. Amen. Father, we come thanking you for Lily right now, God. We thank you for this page, for our spiritual family that could come together. God, it's so awesome that we can come together and have a prayer service at any time. So as we touch and agree in your very presence, God, we believe everything we see, total healing for Lily, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We know that just as she's declared with her very mouth that she is already healed, we declare it so, that every work of the enemy that tried to tear her body down, that her body is in your hands, and that the healing process is going forth even now. We declare in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit will take over, that your glory will resonate within her, and people will be astounded at what they see. The work of your hand, Father, that she will walk in healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. We speak to that condition, we say, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We command it so as believers of the one living and only true God. In the name of Jesus, we declare it so. And we thank you for the victory, God, and we thank you for what the prophet has declared, that this is only going to enhance the healing ministry that's already within her. We declare it, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. For all people of God, I feel the Spirit of God here. Praise the Lamb of God. This is awesome. Lily, we're praying for you. We're going to pray for you. We know you already have victory in this. Praise the Lamb of God. And we trusting in God that when you come out of this, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to see a new Lily. Praise the Lamb
of God. Amen.
Amen.
I got my healing oil.
All it be good. See, the devil don't want the show to go through. I knew that was going to start happening again. But just take a few drops, place it in a little water, lift it up to the Lord in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and let it go into your body. And it's going to be, you're going to be all right. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Thank you, prophetess, for Jocelyn, for directive. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm getting so many testimonies about the oil. When you said it, I just dropped my head, shook my head, and said, my God, I thank you. I just thank the Lord that, you know, sometimes, sometimes, Lawrence, I get it right, you know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not all the time. Sometimes I do the right things, not knowing why I'm doing what I'm doing, you know. As it relates to leaving that oil in that on that altar so long, praise the Lamb of God and praying over it. And the Lord spoke to me one day and said, I have done all that I can do to that oil. Hallelujah. And now I'm watching the oil do all that God has done to it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, again, you know, let me say this. We only got a few minutes. Wow, Lauren, the show is gone. Praise
the
Lord.
I know, yeah.
Well, we had a wonderful prayer meeting today, but let me say this, people of God. Hallelujah. You have the opportunity, praise God, to get a prophetic gathering T-shirt, praise the Lord, at psmintl.org. You can get the prophetic manual, praise the Lamb of God. It's 2-in-1, the awareness and the awakening has been immersed into one manual for you. You can get that at psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. The gathering information is there. The oil you can get, praise the Lamb of God, and you can get, praise the Lamb of God, you can get the call and burden of intercessory prayer. That book is there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People, it's Cyber Day. Praise the Lamb of God. Joshua, remind me. It's Cyber Day. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So I'm supposed to give special discounts because it's Cyber Day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to give a special discount for the Cyber Day. On the oil, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and on the books and the T-shirt, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Boy, I know I'm went out of my mind, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. For the bundle package, OMG, praise the Lamb of God. If you buy it in a bundle, it's $40, praise the Lamb of God. Now, that's really a slice, and I know it. It's $40, praise the Lamb of God. If you buy it in a bundle, it's $40, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the cyber deal, praise God. The bundle is $40, hallelujah. Of course, what I'm trying to say here, praise the Lamb of God. The manual, if you buy it separately, praise the Lamb of God, will be $20 instead of $25. That's a $5 saving. Praise the Lamb of God. The call and burden of intercessory prayer will be $10 instead. Praise the Lamb of God. And the T-shirts will be $10 today. Praise the Lamb of God. You can get a T-shirt for $10. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Praise the Lamb of God. Can't wait till we hook up tomorrow to see what the Lord is going to do. Don't forget, it's Decree and Declare Day. On the page, make your declaration. Hallelujah. Lawrence London Jr., get here.
Wow.
all I can say is we're calling on the Lord that he's...
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Now I can